This is the Complete Shooter Podcast with your hosts, Jesse Armistead, and the founder of Complete Shooter himself, Kirk Miles. Complete Shooter is dedicated to helping young players reach the next level and achieve all of their basketball dreams. So if you want to know what it takes to be a great player at the high school, college, and professional level, you are in the right place. Welcome back to another episode of our podcast. We have some great stuff today. Excited. As always, Kirk is here with me, and we have some really good stuff to get into, but welcome, Kirk, again.
Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah.
Love doing this.
So last podcast, we talked about setting goals, and today we're going to talk about some players who reached those goals and were able to achieve some really cool stuff and go over kind of our awards of the season for players who are with Complete Shooter and give them a shout-out and make sure that they know that we see their hard work. And we're glad that it's paying off for him.
Yeah, it was a great season to be a part of and to watch the kids that we train, watch their games, watch them play.
It's nice to actually be able to go and watch.
Yeah, that was super nice, and so just to be able to see the kids play and it's always. I remember that when it was my youngest son Jake's. Last game that he was playing in the state tournament, and I remember thinking, I can't believe this is over. You know, I had six kids, they all played ball, and it just kind of, I had an empty thing in my stomach, just thinking it was all over, and then I had it kind of hit me that, you know, since I was in the training business, it didn't have to end.
Yep.
You know, I was going to be able to go watch kids play that weren't my kids, but were my kids, so to speak, or our kids. So it's just kind of fun to, you know, when you got a game means so much more when you got skin in the game.
Yep.
You know, you got somebody in there that you've really helped or really worked with, and they've worked hard, and you see their successes, and the greatest thing is you see their confidence, you know, how they play, and they don't hesitate, they're not scared, they're just totally confident, and they just attack. So it's just fun to watch, you know, like I said, when you got skin in the game. So being able to go to all the games, go to a lot of games, watch the kids play was just really a treat.
Yep.
And it's one of the things that at Complete Shooter that we really enjoy doing. You know, get in the gym, training the kids, and then be able to go watch them play. And so it's been another fun year to be able to do that. So we just wanted today to spend some time on going through and recognizing those kids who paid a price, because none of these awards just happen. You know, there's a lot of work, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that goes into it from the time that they're young to the time that they're graduating from high school. And then some of these kids that we've trained are moving on and going to be playing college level, and so it'll be fun to still be part of training and helping them. So, you know, that'll be an awesome experience. So,
for sure. And like you said, like, none of these awards just happened. Right, and there's plenty of very talented, skilled players that are maybe even still going on to play college but didn't get the awards, right?
That's so true.
It takes the talent and the hard work, like we've talked about on just about every podcast.
Yeah, right? Exactly. If we got paid a dime for every time we talked about hard work, we'd probably be millionaires.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, because that's one of the key ingredients right there. Yeah, so
exactly.
Yeah, so it's just as we watch some of these kids and what they've achieved and kind of know where they've come from, and you know, some of them came and trained at Complete Shooter when they were 7th, 8th grade and trained with us all the way through, and to be able to see that basketball evolution of that kid and the things that changed. And so we just want to kind of go through and kind of hit on some of these awards. Every year, the Deseret News and the Salt Lake Tribune, they both name, Deseret News names Mr. and Mrs. Basketball. They also have first team, second team, third team, and then honorable mention. And then at each of the levels, the 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, 5A, 6A, they have what they call the player of the year or the MVP for that division, for that classification. What is that called, Jesse?
I think it's 1A
classification. Yeah. So for that classification, they become the 1A player of the year, which, you know, not everybody can get Mr. Basketball, but the second thing to get is the 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, 5A, 6A player of the year or MVP for that classification. Yep. So it's fun to watch that and see who ends up getting it. Some of the awards the coaches vote on, and then some of the awards just the paper votes on.
I think, is it the region awards that are the coaches?
Yeah, region awards are done by coaches and state, the first team, second team, third team, honorable mention, those are picked by the coaches. And then the MVPs and Mr. and Mrs. Basketball is picked by Deseret News. Yeah. So it's kind of a cool thing to have. And every state out there now has a Mr. and Mrs. Basketball. So, yeah. You know, it's just a fun thing to watch and a fun thing to see kids be able to achieve.
Awesome.
Now, I just wanted to chat just a bit on Miss Basketball this year was Tia Sidbury, and she played at Judge. I watched her play about four times. She broke all kinds of records. She's about 6'2", and she scored 35 points a game.
Wow.
And that in itself has got to be a record over on the girl side. 35 points a game.
I think it was like 2,500 total points or something like that in her career.
So that's such a big deal. It was fun to watch her play. She didn't train with us, but it was fun to watch her play, and she was very, very good going to the hole. She was a very, very good foul shooter, and she was excellent in transition. She had that ball in her hand. In transition, she was going all the way to the hole, and I hardly ever seen her miss a basket when she's going to the hole. She just was so good at that. But she was named Miss Basketball. She was in 3A classification. And that in itself is a big deal because it's been a long time since a 3A person was named Miss Basketball.
Yep.
You're usually seeing that in the 5A, 6A classification. So I want to give her a shout out. She's going to be playing at Utah.
Yep. Staying nice and close, right down the street.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch how she does there at Utah. And there's a few girls that play at Utah that trained at Complete Shooter, and so it'll be kind of fun to I try to tune in and watch those games as much as I can since I've got a connection there. And you know, like we talked about, there's a little skin in the game with those girls, so that's good.
All right, how about Mr. Basketball?
Mr. Basketball was Colin Chandler. Colin Chandler trained with us for right close to 3 years. He was a fun kid to train. He was a hard worker. He was big time into soccer and kind of trading his time between soccer and basketball. And then about the seventh grade, he made that switch of just doing basketball. And he not only was named Mr. Basketball, but he was also in the ESPN Top 100. And I think he was like number 25 or something like that.
He's been all over social media too.
Yeah.
He can throw it down nice and easy.
Yeah, he's very, very athletic. So it's been fun to watch. It's been fun to watch him achieve that. In fact, the last three Mr. Basketballs, Dallin Hall, Ethan Potter and now Colin Chandler, they all trained at Complete Shooters. So it's fun to see that those kids go on and have great success. So it's awesome to do a shout out for Colin. So proud of him and the work that he put in to achieve that. And he will be leaving on a mission, and then when he gets back, he'll be playing at BYU. So those are a couple dreams that have been accomplished. Miss Basketball, Mr. Basketball, one going to Utah, one going to BYU. It's good to see those players that really achieve that stay home and play.
Yeah.
Instead of going out of state. And we'll be able to watch them play for years now. So we also had a third team all state in Henry Ehrig. He played at Davis, also trained with us. So it was good to shout out to Henry. And then in the 5A classification, we had Sam Savulich that played at Northridge, your old alma mater.
Yes, sir.
And Sam's about 5'8", not a big kid, but big old heart. I gave his dad a key to our gym, and so Sam would have a place to always go practice, and Sam was always in the gym practicing, and he was named second team All-State in 5A. So really proud of Sam, and he's going to go play at Salt Lake Community College.
Awesome.
So Sam will do. He's very. You look at him, and then you watch him play. He's got all the tools. Yeah. He is a complete shooter. So.
And Northridge wasn't, like, record-wise, wasn't very great. We talked to Coach Olson a couple weeks ago, and they're on the way up. But to be able to make second team and not be on a great team as far as record goes is a big deal.
Yeah, usually you got to go deep in the tournament. Or you've got to be a big-time, you know, big-time scorer. Yeah. You know, we have Miss Basketball, Tia, they won the state tournament. Colin Chandler was, you know, Mr. Basketball, but did not.
Second round or something like
yeah,
that.
They got bumped out the second round. And you think about the year before with Ethan Potter, they got knocked out in the quarters. And so some of the usually Mr. Miss Basketball goes to somebody who won state, but those kids, Ethan was a 32-point a game scorer.
Yep.
You know, Colin, I knew that once ESPN targeted him, he was gonna probably be Mr. Yep. Basketball. So it was a good guess there. And then first team all state in 3A. In 4A, Bo Dixon that plays at Bonneville, he was honorable mention, so I'll give a shout out to him. And then in 3A, we had first team Tate Allred, and maybe you can chat a little bit about Tate because he came and trained with you for a little bit. So
usually we have players for years at a time. And that's, you know, for most kids, it takes a long time to fix their shots. Our gym's in Taylorsville. Tate lives in Grantsville, which is past Tooele. And him and his sister, who we'll talk about later too, were driving into Taylorsville to do some training. And so I think, counting both ways, it's at least an hour and a half of driving for them to get to training. And Tate came in, and I think he played really well last year. But was hoping to be a better shooter this year. And for, like, how good, and I could tell he was just crazy athletic too. Very, very humble guy. And
so he was incredibly teachable and coachable.
Yeah. He made changes that most players would take months to years to fix, and he did it in about 2 weeks. And so much so that we got it looking – so good that he was like, I'm just not going to drive and spend that hour and a half shooting more shots in my basement gym. And he's one of the few that I would not be worried about when they say that.
Yeah.
Right. Most kids, I'm like, he's probably not actually going to use that time to shoot.
Yeah.
But he really did, and was able to play really well, and I think was the second leading scorer on his team. They missed a buzzer beater to tie it.
Yeah.
In the championship game.
Let's see. That was Leighton.
LCA.
Yeah, LCA.
Leighton Christian. Yeah. So, yeah, great kid. And, again, for how good he was to be that humble is really cool.
So how bad was his shot when he first came?
It was pretty funky. So the rhythm was off and came back past his head, and his left hand was weird and stuff like that. And like, if you saw a picture of a shot from this year, you'd think he'd been Klay Thompson his whole life.
Yeah.
That's how good his form looked this year.
Yeah.
So pretty awesome.
Yeah. They came, played Morgan. And so I was able to watch him play, and his form did look really, really good. And that's amazing that he was able to do that. But, you know, it's all, we tell people all the time that, you know, kids, it's all up to the kid, right? And if they're really committed and they're really teachable and coachable, then they can make changes really, really quick with their form. What's the saying we always say? Nothing more powerful than a made-up mind. And so he made his mind up that he wanted to have great form. So that was that's exciting to see that he achieved that, and his team ended up second in 3A. And then Alex Fisher was third team All-State, who also played at Morgan. So, and he trained with us. So that's on the boys' side. So let's skip over and chat a little bit on the girls' side.
Cool. Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay, on the girls' side, we had Maggie Mendelson that trained with us, that was first team All-State. She plays at Fremont. And she's going to Nebraska. That's
right. And is she doing volleyball too there?
Yeah, she's going to play both sports. She's a tall girl. I think she's probably 6'4", 6'5". And great footwork. Major volleyball player. In fact, Nebraska, I think last year, I think they took the national title either last year or the year before. And they're always up there in that. So she's going to a really big time volleyball school. And I don't know what kind of basketball program Nebraska has, but you know, to be a dual athlete like that and get scholarships for both.
Hard enough in high school.
In fact, she gave up her senior year. What do they call that? They call that, there's a name for it. I can't think of what it's called, but where you decide to, you know, go to college a year earlier and to start getting in the program and not. So she gave up her senior year. So she's only a junior, and she gave up her senior year. So that's kind of a big deal. And then we had Kylie Marbury that played at Davis. Yep. And she is a tremendous player. And she is going to go to UVU.
Cool.
And she is first team All-State. And then we had Lexi Jensen that played at Harriman. She is going to SUU. And she is a really fun girl to train. She's a very hard worker.
Yep.
Put the time in.
I think I did the very first lesson with her. I don't know if you remember that. But
oh.
Pretty sure I did. That was the only lesson I did with her. But
and where was that at? Do you remember where?
It was at the Alpine, somebody's house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was at Yeah, I remember.
Had the colorful court.
Yeah,
and all that. And
I remember that.
The top, but and yeah. I asked her where she wanted to go with basketball, and she said, "I want to play at BYU." I was like, "Oof, all right, we'll see." And she's doing things, so she got there. Not quite BYU, but still.
The assistant coach at UVU used to be the assistant coach at BYU, and she's the one that really was building a relationship. She played at Morgan. I always refer to her as Spud. Her first name's Ashley, the assistant coach. But all growing up, she was Spud to everybody. And she played at BYU and then became an assistant coach there and then moved over to UBU. And so I think Ashley just kept working with Lexi, and then that's where she ended up going. So, which is it's going to be a great fit for her. So that was exciting to see some success there and give those girls shout outs. And then second team, from Fremont was Mia Austin, and she has trained with Complete Shooter for quite a few years, and she was second team. Last year they took state, Fremont did, and she was first team last year, so this year she's second team, so that was exciting to see. And then third team, we had Whitney Sorensen, who plays at Syracuse, and she has a twin sister, Gracie Sorensen, and they both, of course, played at Syracuse, and then they're going to a school in, I believe it's Arizona, to play. So, and then Shawnee Nordstrom, that played at Lone Peak, she was named to the all-tournament team, and Lexi was also put on the 6A all-tournament team. But Shawnee plays at Lone Peak, and she was put on the all-tournament team also. And then she was she ended up being third team all-state. But she had a great tournament. I watched every game she played in the tournament. She was a factor. She just was. Her basketball IQ is off the charts. And she showed that, so that was good to see that happen. And then a girl that's being trained with us right now, Kendra Kitchen, she goes to Davis, and she is about 6'2", 6'3". She got an honorable mention, and she's a sophomore. And Daniel trains her every week, so... She's made tremendous progress, Kendra has, and she's a great kid. All right, then let's see all tournament team. I think I said Maggie Mendelson, Lexi Jensen, and Shawnee Nordstrom were all tournament team in 6A. And then 5A, we had Ellie Esplin that in 5A. Springville took state, and she was named first team all state. So shout out to her. And then all tournament team, she was also named the all tournament team there in Springville. And the thing about the Springville girls is they were just so disciplined. They took so much time off the clock, every possession. So it's going to be an adjustment for them this next year to have a shot clock. But, and by the way, I went and saw some high school tournaments the other day, and in the tournaments, they were all using a shot clock.
Interesting.
And so it was kind of fun to watch.
That is cool.
Watch some kids with that clock expire, and they didn't get a shot off.
Yeah.
Because they got to get used to it, yeah. Right? So it was fun to watch, actually watch that being played in Utah with a shot clock. But anyway, Springville was just very, very disciplined, and she was a big part of that. And she's a great foul shooter, great foul shooter. And then we have in 3A, first team All-State, was Janelle Blazard. She was also named to the all-tournament team. Janelle last year was also first-team All-State last year. We have a whole series of Blazard girls that have come through Complete Shooter at Morgan. They have 8 girls and 2 boys. And Janelle's the baby. So she's the final Blazard to come through Complete Shooter. She's going to go play at, is it USU Eastern?
Cool.
Yeah. So she's going to go play there, and she's excited about that. And she's a great kid. She's been a hard worker, and she's been fun to be around. We also have Alex Trussell that played at Morgan, and Alex is a 6'2" girl. She was named second team All-State, and she'd get fouled a lot. Wasn't a good foul shooter.
Yeah.
And we turned her into a really, really good foul shooter. And she hung out around the basket a lot. She's like 6'2", and she just got her foul shooting down. Where I remember in last year's state tournament in the title game, she got fouled that Morgan was 2 up. And it's kind of funny because we use that scenario all the time with kids when we're teaching foul shooting. We'll give them a scenario, you're 2 up. So you got fouls, you're going to take 2 foul shots here. So if you make both of them, you pretty much ice the ball game. So, you know, I'd done that drill with her so many times, and then she stood up there, she got fouled. There's like 6 or 7 seconds left, and she stepped up that foul line, hit both those foul shots, and iced the ball game. And then she did this huge fist pump. After she'd done that, it was so fun to watch.
Awesome.
And then Olivia Jaffa also was named second team. She plays at Morgan. She was a sophomore, so this year she'll be a junior. And she's got such great footwork. She's a great volleyball player, and she's got tremendous footwork. And she's about 6'4", 6'3", 6'4". So. So it's going to be fun to watch her for a couple of years. And then we have also Avery Allred, who you trained. So maybe you can chat a little bit about Avery.
So when you watch her play, like, you know the players that are like Energizer bunnies, right? And they're going crazy all over the court, getting on the floor, running down the court on defense and offense. She can do that for 6 games in a day and not get tired.
Like, just has a crazy. Just a high motor,
yeah,
huh?
Very athletic, very good motor. And she was a freshman this year.
That's big.
Yeah, and she's very, very mature for her age. And I think that has helped her stay composed. And I think she does a really good job of channeling that energy. Like, there's other young players that have the energy and are trying as hard, but she is very under control while still putting out crazy amounts of energy. And I think that is really fun to watch. And I think she was averaging something like 10, 11 points this year, hitting some threes, stuff like that. So really, really fun to watch her succeed.
Yeah, I coached her mom in 7th and 8th grade. And then I was an assistant coach at Morgan when her mom came through Morgan. So I coached her all the way through from 7th grade on. And her mom was like that. Her mom just was like incredible energy and just a high motor, always moving, always just working hard. So it's kind of funny to see that get passed on like that.
Yeah.
So that's great. Good for her as a freshman, right? And she's got big, big things ahead of her.
Yeah, and she's got another teammate that I worked with that is the same age and was playing some varsity as a freshman. So they've got some good stuff coming up there at Grantsville.
And they got a good coach there. both on the boys' side and the girls' side. They got good coaches. Grantsville's been a team that has always been a very rival of Morgan's. So it's been fun to see them. And we, you know, to tell you the truth, when I coached at Morgan, when we'd go to Grantsville, you could pretty much put a W by it. Yeah. You know, they just weren't that, they weren't that good. But they have really brought their program up. So she's in a really good situation. And then third team All-Stater was Ashley Christensen out of Ogden High School. She's trained with us for like 4 years, and she's not on a their program's getting better. She's not on a team that went has won a lot of games, but yet she's so good that, you know, they were able to recognize her as a third team All-Stater. So I was really proud of Ashley, and she's worked really hard. So that's been really fun to see her progress. So that kind of gives us the kids that we trained and worked with and that have went on to achieve some great things. And it's just exciting to hold a podcast that's kind of just dedicated to these kids. Yeah. 'Cause they deserve it with all their hard work. And, you know, every team, it's just amazing because every team, you know, at the beginning of the year, typically, most of the teams, a coach will set a goal of winning region and then going on winning state. You know, some coaches won't be that bold to say, let's go win state, but a lot of them will say, let's compete and win region, right? And then if we win region, then, you know, we can do good in the state tournament. But those coaches that make that a priority and say, hey, we're not being successful if we're not competing and winning region titles and competing and winning state titles. I mean, that's the kind of program that we want to set, the kind of program we want to build. Next week we'll have Coach Mack on, and he'll talk a little bit about the progress of what's happened there at Morgan with him being the coach and talking a little bit about the kids and the evolution of the kids. And so it'll be fun to have him on next week, where I have a good connection with him. So it's just fun to chat about this, talk about these kids individually, give them a shout out. We've got some banners being made. Their picture will go on some banners. We'll hang those in our gyms, so that we can, you know, give those kids a little bit of recognition that carries on. You know, it's just not, because it's such a big deal. You know, going and playing college ball is a big deal. You know, getting to be a first team, second team, third team, honorable mention, All-Stater, you know, being an MVP at each of the classifications, or Mr. and Mrs. Basketball. Those things are all such big deals. And then you've got the region stuff that's sent out there for the all region teams, and so those will be things that we highlight and spotlight. So it's going to be exciting to see all that stuff come and happen. So
absolutely. And again, congratulations, shout out to all these players for putting in the work to make it happen, right? And I like to always say that, and we've talked about it before, that if a kid's gonna kid has the desire and the work ethic to be a great player, he's going to be a great player whether we help him or not, right? But we do love being able to change things, like your story about the free throws or specific things that they need, right?
Yeah.
It's not our job to make them great players. It's our job to make them greater players. So
yeah.
Again, shout out to them for all their hard work. And
well, we tell kids all the time, and we've said this before, that we tell them all the time that it's a 90-10 relationship. Yep. 90% them, because they got to go put the work in. 10% us, because we bring the expertise to the table and can guide them. But really, and I'll tell the kids also, and if you go on to be successful, you're going to get 90% of the credit, but we'll also take 10% of that credit. So you know, it's about the kids and the work that they put in, and kids that listen and then put the work in. Those are the kids that succeed. Like we said all the time, you know, the difference between the great high school player and the average high school player is the great high school player has done more individual workouts than what the average player's done. And that is so true. You know, and each one of these kids that got recognized today are fit in that category. You know, that they had done more individual workouts than any other kids in the high school level. So, you know, it's fun to be able to guide the kids, tell the kids, show the kids, help the kids set goals, and then work with them on accomplishing those goals. And if they keep their focus on it, it's going to motivate them to work hard if they keep their focus on what they're after. And it's so fun to see a lot of these kids that we highlighted today, Jesse. A lot of them are going on to play college ball, junior college. You know, we got some Division I kids. So, you know, it's just fun to see that happen.
Absolutely. So thank you, everybody, for listening. If you didn't get an award, we hope this motivates you to work harder and get it next year, right? So thanks for listening. Thank you to the parents who supported their kids in this and support us in helping kids get there. Again, we appreciate the support from everybody and for listening to this podcast too. So tune in next week. Like Kirk said, we're going to have Coach Mack on here from Oregon, so it should be another great, great podcast. So we'll catch you guys later.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Jesse.